Next, I'm going to introduce each session of the Chair of the Board of Trustees. Our first trustee was Thomas Cardinal Tian Kengxin. He is as well the first cardinal in China and all of the Asia. The well-known hospital, Kengxin Hospital, is named after him, and so was the Cardinal Tian Memorial Building on our campus. Our second trustee was Madame Chiang Kai-shek. She was the only female trustee and was also our honorary chairperson. Chong Mei Auditorium is named after her and her husband Chiang Kai-shek. Here is the rattan chair that Mrs. Chiang used in the board meeting at that time. In addition, this traditional Chinese painting was painted by Mrs. Chiang in November 1981 to congratulate the completion of Cardinal Yubin Administration Building. Paul Cardinal Shan was our third and fifth trustee, and he was also our honorary chairman. What's more, he's the fifth cardinal of ethnic Chinese. Paul Cardinal Shan Medical Building is named after him. The fourth trustee was Archbishop Joseph T. Kang, and the sixth was Bishop Joseph Wang Yurong. Our current trustee is Archbishop Peter Liu. He is also the Archbishop in Kaohsiung Diocese. Then, I'm going to introduce the school's president. Paul Cardinal Yubin was the first president after the re-establishment of Fujian Catholic University in Taiwan. He had a great contribution to our school, our country, and even the international relationship. Because of his great contribution, he was interred in the mausoleum of Cardinal Yubin, which is located between the Institute building and the Father's Dormitory on our campus. Hoping that the spirit of Cardinal Yu would last forever and accompany everyone in Fujian. Our second president was Archbishop Luo Guang. He dedicated himself to the communication between the West and the Chinese. He combined Western philosophy with Confucianism into his personal philosophy and thus formed his own philosophy of life. Archbishop Luo Guang had put a great effort in running Fujian to improve all aspects of our university. Also, the exhibition hall of the university history and the Chinese Catholic Museum were established in our school under his promotion. The third president was Monsignor Gabriel Liu Zhenying. He actively promoted cross-strait academic interaction and set a clear mission and goal for our school. His contribution to the academic field gave him the honor of Pontificia Academia Tommaso d'Aquino. From then on, non-clergy can as well be our president. The fourth president was Professor Yang Dunhe, the fifth was Professor Li Lingyuan, and the sixth was Professor Li Jianqiu. Our current president is Professor Vincent Chiang Hansen from the College of Medicine. He pushed through the establishment of Fujian Hospital and leading all members to continue to move forward.